Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining today's conference call. I'm Elizabeth Kerr with Business Forward, and I'll be moderating our conversation today. Currently, all lines are in listen-only mode. Today, we are discussing the Department of Commerce's Select USA program and resources to help American businesses secure foreign direct investment. Joining us to outline the program and take your questions is Fred Volkansek, the Executive Director of Select USA. Today's call is part of our series of programming designed to help keep you informed about programs to help small businesses access capital and other government resources. And this is an interactive phone briefing, so after his presentation, Fred will take your questions. For those of you who are new to our programming, Business Forward organizes local roundtables, Washington fly-ins, conference calls, webinars, and media trainings for more than 100,000 business leaders across America. And at these briefings, entrepreneurs, investors, small business owners and executives get the chance to brief policymakers on issues affecting their business and how Washington can work better with them to accelerate the economy. To date, more than 550 senior administration officials, members of Congress, governors, and mayors have participated in our programming. And this is all thanks to the support of more than 60 of America's largest and most respected companies. Before we get started, I need to cover a few housekeeping items. First, we are recording this call, and it will be available as a podcast, which you can download from Business Forward's website this afternoon. We'll also send a link to the podcast in the follow-up email that you will receive after today's call, along with a survey about the call. Also, again, this is an interactive phone briefing, and there will be time for you to both ask questions and share your advice after Fred completes his remarks. So you can ask a question in one of two ways. The first way is to just press 1 at any time on your telephone keypad, and we'll call on you to ask your question live. The other option is to email us your question, which you can do by sending us a message at info@businessfwd.org. And when we call on you to ask a question live, please introduce yourself with your business and where you're calling from. And please include that same information if you email us a question. So again, to ask a question, press 1 on your telephone keypad at any time. You can do that during Fred's initial remarks or later in the call. The sooner you push 1, the sooner we can get you into the queue. Or you can email us your question at info@businessfwd.org, and we'll add it to the queue, and I'll read it aloud for you. So with that, please welcome Fred Volkansek, the Executive Director of Select USA. Fred, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for that introduction, and thank you to Business Forward for inviting me to join you today. I appreciate the opportunity to connect with the business leaders on the call to give a sense of an overall economic development picture and to specifically discuss the Select USA program and our fourth annual Select USA Investment Summit coming up in June. I also want to thank the listeners and for the setup of this call and the opportunity to participate in this process. I'm very glad to be able to speak directly to so many business leaders across the country. Thank you for joining today's call, and I hope I can keep my comments short and informative. I have spent a great portion of my life working in the private sector and a great portion of my life outside of Washington. I think that experiences give me a sense of what all you want to accomplish with your businesses. You want to succeed. You want to be able to grow. And you want the policies of our nation to support those goals rather than hinder them. That is what this administration wants as well. And I am proud that so many of our current leaders come to Washington ready to shape and implement the right policies to enable you. Let me make one thing clear. There is no one more committed to creating an environment in the United States in which businesses can thrive than President Trump. There are three important initiatives that will spur our growth, enable your growth, and further attract the attention of business investors. First, President Trump is instituting a policy to make our regulatory system less burdensome. That is great news for any business operating here. Second, we are simplifying our tax structure and allowing your companies to hold on to more of your revenues so you can reinvest into your operations. And third, our focus on infrastructure development will make it easier for companies here to do business efficiently and at low cost. These are the kinds of policy movements that make the United States an even more appealing destination for business development. I am very proud to serve in this administration as the executive director for the Select USA program, because I am passionate about these policies and the mission to support economic development. Well, let me take some time to introduce the Select USA program to you. Some of you may be familiar with Select USA and the work we do. We are the federal level program that promotes and facilitates job creating business investment in the United States. Select USA works with two core groups, global business investors and U.S. economic development teams. We help companies of all sizes find the information they need to make investment decisions, connect to the right people at the local level, and navigate the federal regulatory system. We help U.S. economic development organizations, or EDOs to make it simpler, compete globally for investment by providing data, a platform for international marketing, and high-level advocacy. And it works. Our numbers show that it works. Our small team has directly facilitated more than $23 billion in business investment, creating or retaining tens of thousands of American jobs. And when you talk about administration priorities, that is one pretty much on the top: creating jobs for hardworking Americans. You can see the work getting done at Select USA Investment Summit this next month near Washington, D.C. The Investment Summit is our flagship event, the highest profile event dedicated to promoting business investment in the United States. The Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, will host CEOs from companies like UPS, Oracle, and Accenture, and economic development teams from across the United States. The summit will allow over 1,000 business investors to connect directly to economic development teams from 51 states and territories. In a three-day period, business leaders can have site selection conversations with economic developers, can learn about tax policies and regulations, and network with business leaders from around the world. Having all those folks in the room helps to create leads and to act on them. Participants in past investment summits invested more than $20 billion in the United States from fiscal year 2013 to fiscal year 2016. That speaks to the caliber of the attendees we attract to the summit like this, and to quality of the information and connections you can gain at the summit. If your company has explored the possibility of expanding operations in the United States, opening a new facility, or any other investment decision, the summit is a next step for you. I encourage all of you to visit selectusa.gov to learn more about the summit and see if it is right for you. Well, let's wrap this up. This is a great time to be a business leader in the United States. As Secretary Ross said on his first day as the Department of Commerce, we are entering a period of economic revival. Washington is focusing on policies that will create the pro-growth business environment you were promised during the campaign. Global CEOs have ranked the United States as the best place to make a business investment. I'm thrilled to be able to announce this, that for the fifth straight year, we were tops in the A.T. Kearney Index on foreign direct investment. I think the policies that are being put in place in this administration will only solidify our position in the eyes of business leaders. The U.S. economy is stable and growing. Our president and his administration is committed to enabling our economy to grow faster. The president and Secretary Ross consider you our department's top priority, and I am glad to be a part of the team supporting business growth and economic development in the United States. So again, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to join today's call, and I look forward to your questions about Select USA and the mission of economic development. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Great. Thank you, Fred. Just a reminder, anybody who'd like to ask a question, you can do that one of two ways. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll call on you to ask your question live, or you can email us your questions at info@businessfwd.org. While folks are still pressing 1, I'm going to start with a few emailed questions. The first question comes from Jack Layton from Syracuse, New York, and he's asking, is Select USA just focused on U.S.-based operations, or are there also programs to help businesses expand abroad, either within Select USA or other pieces of the Department of Commerce?
The mandate for Select USA is to encourage investment from foreign countries into the United States. That is the mandate for which we work. And so the Foreign Commercial Service, that is also a part of the Department of Commerce, has embassies and commercial officers around 75 different countries in the world, and the U.S. Commercial Service has offices in over 100 cities in the world. Their mandate is to help companies that are interested and in investing and pursuing opportunities outside the United States.
Great, thanks. We're going to move to one more emailed question here. This is from Janet Sheehan from Phoenix. And she's saying, regionally, what are some proven ways that economic development organizations have successfully attracted foreign business to the U.S. or foreign investment to the U.S.? Does Select USA provide any market analysis or marketing suggestions to large-scale community or regional projects hoping to pitch FDI?
Well, you know, that's interesting, Elizabeth, and I thank you for the question. Well, first of all, we don't just focus on the big organizations. There are 600 different economic development organizations that we work with on an annual basis. And they come in all sizes. They come from local, regional, and each of these organizations has the opportunity to reach out to us, and we work with them on an ongoing basis. I would tell you that you asked the question early on whether or not how would be the best way for a city or a local EDO to work. And I had Phoenix, the greater Phoenix area, and they had, I believe, 11 different cities in the surrounding area that had come together to work together as a force. And they found that by working together as a group, that they were far more successful to the smaller cities by working together than trying to compete with each other. Does that answer your question?
Great, thanks. We're going to move to a live question now. This is going to be Jean or Jean, I'm not exactly sure of the pronunciation, Ergus. Your line is open. Please go ahead and ask your question and introduce yourself with your name and your business and where you're calling from as well.
I'm calling from New York City. My name is Jean Ergos, and I'm the Chief Economist of Tigris Financial Partners, LLC. I'm also an Adjunct Assistant Professor at New York University. My question is very simple. It's this. It's what has been the principal hesitation of foreign direct investors to come to the United States, because obviously we want to have them here, and what are we doing about it? One complaint or one issue I've often heard raised is low productivity among American workers. How are we tackling this? Because they say, yes, you may offer us certain incentives. On the other hand, this is outweighed by low productivity and, let us put it this way, the lack of an apprenticeship training program at the factory level to produce, so to speak, the non-commissioned officers who actually make the thing go. How is this being tackled?
Well, first of all, you ask a very complex question, but I would tell you that, first of all, that we believe that the foreign direct investment in the United States is very successful, considering that you take the last 4 years and you've got over $23 billion in greenfield investment that has been made in the United States, in which we work directly with these investors and the EDOs involved. And, you know, it's interesting that U.S. productivity is among the best in the world. Companies are bringing their apprenticeship programs here. And I would share with you that one of the things that we are pushing and emphasizing at Select USA is workforce improvement. And those programs are programs that we are taking very seriously and are a part of what we will discuss at the summit. So I'd like to end with going back to the Kearney report and saying to you that that report, which stated that the United States is the number one destination in the world for foreign direct investment, was unanimously, for the fifth straight year, the result of what we can do. So the United States is still the best place to come. It didn't say we were easy. It didn't say that, you know, that it doesn't require a lot of dedication and effort, because it does. Select USA has two responsibilities, and I only alluded to one. The first responsibility, as we discussed, had to do with working with EDOs and investors and bringing them together. But the second part of what we do is that we work with, I chair an organization called the IIWG, and that's the Investment Working Group of over 24 agencies in the United States government. That is a very serious organization in the fact that its purpose is to help facilitate and break down the barriers for investment in the United States. We do have some difficult tax structure. We do have regulatory issues. But the answer is that Select USA works on that as well as the promotion. But, you know, we can sit there and talk about productivity and maybe have differing opinions about how all that works and, you know, and how difficult it may be to get in the United States. But the answer is, it's still the best place to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next live question comes from Angela Hoffman. Angela, your line's open. Please introduce yourself with your business and where you're calling from, and then ask your question.
Great. Thank you so very much, and thanks for the opportunity to participate on this call today. My name is Angela Hoffman. I'm the president of World Strategies, a consulting firm. I'm based in Bentonville, Arkansas. My question's a two-part. First, congratulations on the investment that Select USA has attracted over the years. I would be curious if you could elaborate a little bit more on the sectors that are represented in those investments, and does that include agriculture? And second, is there a bit of a breakdown on the countries from which this investment is coming from? Thank you.
You know, I'm going to I want to say this. I love this job, but I've only been at it 6 weeks. And so I'm going to turn over to our investment director, who can go ahead and best handle that, and that's Ann Kinney.
Good morning. In response to your question, about 40% of foreign direct investment.
Ann, could you get a little closer to the phone?
Sure.
Thank you.
About 40% of foreign direct investment goes into the manufacturing sector. And so that's really one of the top sectors that attracts inward investment into the United States. There, indeed, a significant amount goes into chemicals manufacturing, including pharmaceuticals. But there is also FDI that goes into food processing, which is a smaller percentage of the manufacturing component. In terms of the top markets, the second part of your question, the United Kingdom, in terms of stock, their cumulative position of FDI in the United States, according to the most recent data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, BEA, the United Kingdom was the number one investor in the United States with a little over 18% of the total share, followed by Japan, Canada, Germany, and France. Those are the top five largest sources of FDI, foreign direct investment in the United States.
Perfect. Thank you, Anne. We've got a follow-up question here from Charles Blum from Arizona, and he's asking, are there sectors that either this administration recommends are not the best target for foreign direct investment?
You know, I'm going to answer this question this way. You know, it's interesting. The People's Republic of China is sending a delegation of 152 investors to the summit. And somebody asked me, well, you know, what areas do they cover? And I have to say it was almost like soup to nuts. I mean, everything from food services to media, there are all kinds of interests. And so you get the big ones when you talk pharmaceuticals or you talk about electronics. And research in the United States by foreign companies represented over $57 billion. And so you've got probably as wide a range of interest as there could be. Does that answer your question?
I think so. I think maybe we could just follow up. Are there restrictions on taking investment from investors in countries like China or North Korea or other places where the U.S. doesn't have the strongest diplomatic relations?
Let me say that we have representatives from over 60 countries coming to the summit with over 1,000 investors as a part of that. So the breakdown of countries is significant. And if you go to selectusa.gov, you know, you can see exactly which countries they are and so forth. But the answer is the largest delegations coming to the summit this year are both China and Taiwan, with over 100 delegates each.
Great, thanks. We've got one or two more emailed questions here. This question comes from Tom Carter from Sandusky, Ohio, and he said, you mentioned growth over the past 5 years in FDI in the U.S. What are some examples of priorities you plan to continue from the last administration that you think helped this growth, and what are areas that you see most likely to change?
You know, this is a wonderful program, and it started actually with George W. Bush in Bush 43 when he had the program called Invest in America. And then President Obama in 2011 created an executive order, And in 2014, they put Select USA as an organization together with a budget to go ahead and work. And so from the last three summits, the growth has been exceptional. I am the first political appointee that Secretary Ross and President Trump put into the International Trade Administration, and it was directly to this program, Select USA. So the key is the program is important. We are continuing that program, and we want to make sure that we make it as accessible as any way we can to all those who wish to participate.
Great, thank you. We have one more emailed question here that I want to cover before our time is up. Kenneth Penn from the Pantera Group in Atlanta wrote us with a question about real estate, and he's asking if real estate investment in real estate is included in the definition of FDI, and if there are any specific regulations surrounding that that businesses should be aware of.
Well, first of all, let me sit there and say to you that real estate is very much a part of foreign direct investment, and there is a programs, I mean, across the country where interest has been extended in the area of real estate and building large buildings and housing and everything else. So there's all kinds of interest in real estate, much less the huge interest that we have as an administration in the infrastructure.
Great, thank you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We want to thank Fred Volkansek, who's running, obviously, Select USA for his time, and all of you for really taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us today and learn more about this program. We'll be following up with an email that'll include a survey, a recording of today's call, and a link to most of the resources that Mr. Volkansek covered. You should feel free to reply to that email with any questions or requests for additional information, and we'll either get that to you or collect you to the Select USA staff. Before you go, I have a few quick announcements. We hope you can join us next week for a conference call with Delaware Governor John Carney, who's going to discuss his work on their innovation economy and some new programs that have started in Delaware. We also have a call in June on tax reform and another on business resources at the State Department, which may be similar to this. We hope you can join us for those. Just watch your email for those invitations. So as I mentioned, please check your email for a recording of today's call and a quick survey. We're always trying to improve the quality of our programming and would really appreciate any feedback that you have time to provide. Again, thank you for taking time out of your day to join us, and a special thank you to Mr. Volkansek and his staff at Select USA and the Department of Commerce for their time and guidance. And we look forward to working with all of you again soon. Have a good afternoon.